so you just go on the internet, look up to add drunkenness to thirst. And you'll find what I'm talking about. Isn't this beautiful? I don't even have to reference you to Strong's Concordance. I can just say, go on the internet. But don't listen to the things they teach. I go into this knowing as I'm tossing my pebble into a great pool. But even a little pebble, the littlest pebble, sends rings out. And I hope that it rings out. Oh well. It's not in vain because I know the work profits me, profits my family, it profits my closest friends. So it will not be without profit. I mean, look at the letter of Peter is here written in the most published book. Yet, so few people benefit from it. What all the things I'm saying are just things that you could find in the Word for yourself. If you have the Spirit of God. Well, the gift given me, He's given me to share with you. So, partake also of my gift. That is also good and pleasing in the sight of God. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Verse 10.
Ooh. A thief in the night. He's going to steal you away, they say. But they lie. The thief cometh not but to kill and to destroy.
The thief comes unexpectedly. As Paul had said in another place, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, which I highly recommend. That is, if you listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you can just go listen to that chapter if you don't feel like listening to everything I've taught so far. And you will, you know, that whole thief in the night thing. Thief in the night. It says, you are not in the night that day should overtake you as a thief. The day of the Lord should not come to us as a thief in the night, but it should come to the wicked, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. You know, it's funny, as I read this, I think, boy, you know, so much for the environment. It's going to get all burned up and everything. Not that I think we should, you know, I mean, I was just going around my place today trying to clean up all the junk that blew out of the barn and stuff, and I think, you know, I like clean air and water, don't you? I mean, I live out in the country. I feel sad for the people in the cities and the water they drink and stuff. Oh, even out here things get kind of sullied and stuff, and it doesn't please me one bit, honestly. You know, there's an interesting verse in Revelation where it says, He comes to destroy them which destroy the earth. But I don't think that means necessarily by their lack of care of the environment. The earth is destroyed and is burdened under sin. The sinfulness of man. The covetousness of man. You know, I was born into this world. I didn't create the world the way it is. I mean in the sense of the man order. You know, God set man in a garden. He didn't even give him clothes. Man wanted to know all about good and evil. Man wants to run around. Man has all these things their soul lusts after. I could live and die right where I am. I really could. If I could just live here peaceably. You know? Having enough food and clothing. You know, but I gotta buy off. My little chunk of land will take me 30 years to pay for. You know, they buy and sell the earth for private gain. It's just absolutely bondage we're born into. That's the thing is, I can't even live in a place. You know, because I got to raise a family. I got to take care of my own. The scriptures say, any man takes care of not of his own, he's denied the faith. Nothing would please me more than to just wander around in caves and go around in rags and preach the gospel like that. Maybe someday I will. I really hope I do. Someday the Lord's going to tell me, Paul, get up and go. I hope he sends my faithful companion with me. That wouldn't surprise me. wife of the prophet is the prophetess. And in Christ, the women prophesy, as well as the men. There's no difference in that. And prophecy is, I mean, that's, if you think about it, that's one of the, though, women do not teach in the scriptures, it is said that they should not usurp the authority over the man. Though, like I said, by the Holy Ghost, a man could command his wife to instruct him if, let's say, he was not, if he was new in the faith and she had won him by her godly conversation and her behavior. And so that you can look back and Paul figured that out, or actually, the books of Timothy. I go over that very carefully. I don't want to reiterate it now. Prophecy is speaking on behalf of God. So they do not usurp authority over the man, but no one usurps authority over God. If God speaks, God speaks. The word come forth in the prophecy, no man can say, sit thou there. So, you know, the day of the Lord is coming when people do not expect it. You know when it's coming, what they're gonna, it'll come at the time when they think they finally achieved total victory over the true servants of God, when they shall have put us to death. And, after our testimony is finished, whether I be, my generation, or whether it be some generation in the future. Though I prepare my life for my generation. God has put it by the Spirit of God that we should all believe we are in the generation. So I will try to, I will try not to be shy to speak of myself as being part of that generation, because I want to make an example of how we ought to carry ourselves into that generation. What should our mindset be? You know, because as the times approach, greater wisdom is given. And understanding, like, what that time's going to be. What is expected of us? What manner of ministry will we have? Because it's very different than what people think. Which is funny to me, because it's so obvious in the scriptures, at least from my perspective. Well, maybe that's because, I know it'd be but vanity, or perhaps it'd be but vanity, but maybe it's the Spirit of God. If it's my generation, then the knowledge is going to come through us.